Next patient is Archibald Lionel. Archibald is A-R-C-H-I-B-A-L-D, Archibald. Lionel, L-I-O-N-E-L, Lionel Archibald. Date of consultation is 1/13/22, and the date of birth is 11/2/62. Date of birth is 11/2/62. Please make a copy for Paul Bucolo. B-U-C-O-L-O, Bucolo, Paul, P-A-U-L, M-D. Next paragraph, chief complaint is shortness of breath and lung infiltrates. Next paragraph, this is from Tenless. This is a 59-year-old male who has a history of end-stage renal disease on hemodialysis, has been experiencing shortness of breath and cough and wheezing, and was recently admitted to the hospital with respiratory failure. The patient apparently had a CTA of the chest done in July 21. It showed pulmonary emphysema and diffuse patchy ground glass infiltrate throughout the lungs. And a right pleural effusion, as well as mediastinal adenopathy. The patient has been on hemodialysis, and over the past 3 months, his breathing has improved and denies any chest pains, fevers, or chills, or night sweats. Next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history is included. History of end-stage renal disease and history of hypertension. He has a history for a AV fistula in his left arm. Previous history for pneumonia and respiratory failure. And and COPD. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked. I'm sorry, the patient does not smoke. He's an auto mechanic, drinks alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph, family history. Mother is in good health. Father's illness unknown. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss. No double vision, no cataracts. Has no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. No urinary frequency or burning. No hay fever. He has shortness of breath and wheezing and persistent cough. There's no abdominal pains, nausea, reflux, no diarrhea, constipation. And he has no chest pains or arm pain or palpitations. And He does have mild leg swelling and no depression or anxiety, no easy bruising, and he has some joint pains, no seizures, headaches, some memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. And next period, I have med list included Lasix 40 milligrams BID, Losartan 50 milligrams daily, Temazepam 7.5 milligrams daily, and Coreg 12.5 milligrams BID, and Amlodipine 10 milligrams a day. Next paragraph. Physical exam, this averagely built middle-aged male, alert, pale, and no acute distress, no sign of the sector superfluidemia. The blood pressure is 10 over 70, pulse is 76, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 145, saturation 99. H-E-N-D announced phallic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, distant breath sounds with scattered wheezes throughout both lengths, prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of irregular asthma and S2. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, varicosities, no edema, no caps underness, no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph. Dyspnea with bilateral lung infiltrates. Number two is probable COPD. Number three, anemia of chronic disease. Number four, end-stage renal disease on hemodialysis. Number five is the hypertension. And next paragraph, plan the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a CT chest. It was advised to use a Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs QID PRN, and a follow-up visit be arranged here approximately 3 weeks. Copy of his previous lab work will be requested as well. Thank you, Doctor. Bucolo for this consultation. B-U-C-O-L-O. Paul Bucolo, M.D. B-U-C-O-L-O, M.D. This is Dr. DeSouza.